Hi, it's Kim, and I want to invite you to listen to my show, The Kim Pagano Show.
Join us weekday mornings at 8 to listen to The Kim Pagano Show. Kim talks about everything from beauty and health to giving you tips and tricks for living a beautiful and passionate lifestyle. We interview experts from an array of industries and talk about their personal journeys about marriage, finances, kids, recipes, fitness, and everything in between, adding value every day in every way. Kim's a hair therapist and a mother of four, and so much more. You can tune in. Call in. Mondays through Fridays from 8 to 9 a.m. and again in the afternoons from 3 to 4 p.m. Get your daily dose of Kim on The Kim Pagano Show right here on AM 1400 KKZZ. Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Welcome, everyone. You are tuning in to the Kim Pagano Show. I am so excited you all are here. It is our fun Friday, and I got Giovanni and Emily here.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. How's it
good
going?
Morning.
That's okay. We're learning every day here, right? Okay. So, and we've got Matt on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. And Giovanni is from dayinsimivalley.com and simivalleynightout.com.
I am.
I'm good. And so tell us a little bit about your, Simi Valley Night Out. You've got everything happening out there in Simi Valley, right?
Yes, everything is going on this month. This month is just full of different activities for kids, for families, for adults, all different things. I know that there's we have an ice skating rink in Simi Valley. And they're going to have this thing called Winter Wonderland Skating. And
when
is that?
It
starts on the 19th, and it goes all the way to the 1st of January. So even if you don't make it there before Christmas, it's okay. And I think it's
going to
every single day.
How can you fit one more thing in? Yesterday was my anniversary.
Well, congratulations.
And so I'm telling you, it's like, okay, I really just wanted to go shopping. But, obviously my husband's like, have you gotten anything done? I don't understand why it's like the woman's job, but, anyways, so... So that's really cool.
Yeah, what they're going to do is they're going to pump in real snow onto the ice skating rink. So that way when you're skating, they have snow coming down. They're going to put Christmas trees on the rink, so you're skating in between all the Christmas trees and presents and all kinds of stuff. So it's going to make it becomes a little bit more festive.
A little
bit
of music,
holiday music.
I'm getting in the mood right now.
So that should be fun.
That's perfect. Well, I know that you brought, it's always a fun Friday. We give away stuff, right?
It's always fun on Fridays.
It is. Actually, for the whole month of December, I've been giving away. I love to give back, and that's what it's all about. And I appreciate all my listeners and all my sponsors. And I just really, it's a time to really remember who's been in your life and who's touched you. And, I've heard a couple stories that somebody went into Kmart. And, Kmart is offering layaways now. Mm-hmm. Actually, Walmart is. A lot of the stores are. I mean, that's so weird. You guys are young, but trust me, when I was younger, I remember my parents always doing layaways. So it's no longer the 24/7. If you need it right now, no, you put money on it. You slowly. Well, some lady, I guess her husband had passed away, and she might have either inherited some money, but she took that money and went in and paid off a bunch of people's layaways. And she had like two women, two cartfuls of toys that somebody was walking out and she just paid for it. Isn't that a cool? Wow. I mean, that's just so touching.
That is a
when
really great story.
Somebody makes a difference like that. So that's I just love that. So anyways, I would like to give back, and what we're going to do is we've got some really cute holiday questions that Giovanni brought with him. And tell a little bit about what we're going to be giving away, and then I'll tell you about who we're going to be talking to today.
All right. Well, today I have three different gifts that we're going to give out throughout the show.
Okay.
One is going to be a free family deal at the Boot Fusion Restaurant. That's worth $26.95, and it's I think there's pizza, and there's all kinds of sides and salads and all kinds of stuff that you're going to get on that. We have a $25 gift card to Season Ticket in Simi Valley, and that's a sports bar and restaurant as well.
And where is Season Ticket?
Season Ticket is at 5835 East Los Angeles Avenue, and it's on the corner of Yosemite and Los Angeles.
Hmm.
It's inside of the Vaughn Shopping Center, and I know they just did a remodel, so it's a really nice place to kind of hang out. It's not the busy, high-end nightclub kind of thing. It's more of a laid-back, kind of relaxing setting. They have live bands there on Fridays and Saturday nights. So it's a really great place to go and listen to some live bands.
Cool.
And then the last thing that we're going to be giving away is a $25 gift card to Bo Bebe's LA, which is a...
say that again five times.
Bo Bebe's LA. Bo Bebe.
Yeah.
I'm not going to attempt
okay.
it. But that's a children's clothing store, and they have some great stuff there. They have a whole rack there of like pre-owned clothes for children,
gently
but they're
used.
Gently used. And then they have also stuff made by Apocrypher and hyperallergenic clothing, high-end lotions and stuff for your baby. Some furniture there as well. I mean, it's a great store. It's fairly new as well.
That's so popular now because everybody knows I have four children. Of course, they're older now. But when I had so many things, I actually just donated a ton of stuff to Casa Pacifica.
Mm-hmm.
But half the stuff doesn't even get used. I mean, your kids grow so fast, or maybe they didn't love it, and you bought. It's just so. I think that's a great thing to do, to give back, and you kind of pass it on.
Yeah.
So.
And that's what I like about this place is just because not to mention that. The people there are so friendly. They're there to help you out. I know they do massage classes for babies where you can come in and learn how to do that.
Oh, only for babies? Oh, darn, I was all over it.
And then even for expecting mothers, how they really can't move around, or some of them are a little bit
so they
more
go
difficult.
There and get massage.
And they can go and sit down, and the workers there will go and get anything that you want, and they'll bring things off the shelves and kind of show it to you and kind of present them to you.
You know what's funny is that was my favorite time to be pregnant, right? But even, a lot of the doctors and stuff, they have like your own private parking spot if you're pregnant. I'm like, I just bake it for a minute,
They have those in on Topanga Mall.
There you go.
See,
I know.
Like
that wasn't around
only.
When I was there. That's not fair. So, anyways, all right. Well, we do have our first guest, and a little bit of what we're going to be talking about is the season to be stressed out. And I know, let's see. We have Jenna, and I want to say her name. I hope it's right. Is Wagon Ridge? Is that right, Jenna?
That's pretty darn close.
Oh, good. Okay. So, and you're going to be talking about, feeling stuck in the same old routine and looking for a change or a move. What a perfect time. Everybody's rushing around for the holidays, and yet at the same time, we're thinking about, next year and trying to get into our next thing. And you've actually, moved from some different things in your life, and I'd love to hear about it. So welcome to my show.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here. Yeah, I'm an author and a writer living on a small farm in upstate New York. And a couple of years ago, I was sitting in an office in a big city, and I still work a 9-to-5 job, but I've pretty much changed things around and changed my lifestyle, and I'm here to talk and answer any questions you might have.
Now, what made you change so much? I mean, and now your book is called Made from Scratch, correct?
My first book is Made from Scratch. My new book that just came out is called Barnhart.
Barnhart. Okay. So what made you change your lifestyle? Were you not happy? Were things going, you just, like you said, you were stuck? Tell us a little bit about your journey.
Sure. I was unhappy with my current situation. I was always more drawn to the outdoors and nature, but I felt that I was stuck in... system I was in, And one day I decided to snap out of that and change my life. And I realized that you don't have to go all for once and make a huge change. I was little changes, small things that I kept working towards my goal that made my life different.
And so how do you recommend to make a leap and to start anew on your own?
I think it's the small little things you do every day that change your life. I do not think it's getting in your car and selling your house and driving cross country one day. I mean, a lot of times those dramatic, romantic things make great movies, but they don't always sustain people.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole point of my book is that if there's something you want, for example, I really wanted a farm. Okay, so you don't have a farm today, but maybe today you could go to the hardware store and get some potting soil and some seeds and a plastic container and start growing something and see how that works out. If you can grow something in a windowsill, probably you're going to do pretty good if you're on your own farm. So,
Jenna, start
where you can.
And I agree with you 100%. You know, a lot of people don't know about me is that I was actually raised in Connecticut, but I moved to Oklahoma, Tennessee, Vermont, Missouri, Florida.
Not too many places, huh?
Not too many. but I've lived everywhere from the big city life all the way down to, we had 356 acres in Missouri. And I mean, it's a complete life-changing thing. And I know that in some people it's a little harder to actually make that kind of a move. But, you know, my biggest thing is I always say, keep moving forward. You know, sometimes you have to start small, but you can continue moving forward.
So I like that. So now, had you always wanted a farm?
No, I it kind of happened to me after college. I went to school for graphic design. I was working for a television network. I was planning on the loft brick apartment in the big city. And what happened was I realized when I was spending time in the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee that I was touring a lot of these homesteading communities from the past. They would have these tours of the Smoky Mountains, and I was looking at these old grist mills and old cabins, and I realized these people could do everything. They could feed themselves, clothe themselves, get themselves up and down the mountain with four strong carts, and if I didn't have a grocery store and a gas station, I was going to be hungry and immobile. So something that my whole life has been that way, but it didn't really bother me until I saw and felt kind of helpless. So for me, I wanted to work towards self-reliance. Started with a couple gardens and some backyard chickens, and now I'm on 6.5 acres in upstate New York on a little bit of land I own.
Really? And what are you farming?
Well, mostly this is a sheep farm.
Okay.
I run it myself with my business partner, who's a year and a looking at the sheep right now up on the hill.
Okay. And now, so how would you, I mean, so did you feel like you were stuck before in your job and this is your goal?
This is my story. I was frustrated and unhappy, and this is what I need to work towards. But my books aren't about just my story. It's about how anyone, no matter what their dreams are, goals are, that if you put your head down and do the work and stay positive, you can move mountains and just keep moving forward one small step at a time. So this is not the kind of book where someone, you know, gets a huge inheritance and buys a farm and quits their job. I still work a 9-to-5 job. I, you know, still have to work for my paycheck, but I'm getting towards my goal slowly.
Now, Jenna, what is your goal from now? I mean, now that you've
great
gotten
question.
To where you're at now, where do you want to keep moving forward to?
The goal is to be my own boss, to be self-employed as a farmer and writer. That's my long-term goal, and it might be a while off, but I believe that if I keep writing and make a big enough of a pile, someone's bound to notice, right?
I like it. I like, so if, what is the biggest tip that we're going to take from your book? What's your message?
The message of the book is don't give up. If you want something and you want it with all your heart, then it's out there waiting for you. You just got to find the way to get to it.
So what would be your first step to tell somebody if they were trying to figure out their life? Because I say kind of chipping away at the mountain. Every day I chip away at the mountain. And, you know, and some days you feel like, oh, my God, that mountain. How did that mountain get so big, you know? But then all of a sudden you kind of gather all your stuff again. You know, it's, I always say, I clean my desk and start all over again, right? If anybody, everybody's nodding their head in here, yes. But that's how I do it. What what would you recommend for other people to do?
I think the best thing you can do is go home tonight when you have a quiet moment, get out a piece of paper, and write exactly what your ideal Friday night would be, where you want to be, where you want to live, what you want to drive, how you want to get there, who you want to be with, and just keep that in your back pocket. And don't ever forget what you were thinking of when you took the time to really think about it. And I think I did that a couple years ago. I wrote down exactly where I wanted to be and just carrying it in my back pocket, literally, every day.
You know, my mom had a great little process that she did, and it's kind of the same idea. What she did is she created a dream board, and she went through a whole bunch of magazines and articles, and she cut out a picture of a house that she really liked, and a sofa that she really liked, or a car she really liked, and she posted them like a collage on this, you know, small little poster board, and she taped it to the back of her bedroom door. So every day when she woke up in the morning, she'd wake up, she'd see it, and it would kind of give her that ump in the morning to kind of go, that's what I'm working for every day. And she bought a house within a year after that, and she had a car after that. It was
she
just one
did?
Of those, yeah, it was just
she,
one of those things to remind
yeah,
yourself.
Yeah, a
to
lot of
continue.
People call that a vision board, but I like dream board.
Dream board, that's
yeah,
my dream.
Yeah, because seriously, if you lose your goal or you lose your vision of where you want to be, you got to start all over.
Correct.
But so if you can really start to identify what it is, and a lot of times we think of it in our minds, but once we see it, we're clear.
Correct.
So
and yeah,
once,
we're very
yeah.
visual people. That's
yeah,
what human beings are. It's,
yeah.
just, it's one of those things where you see something, you want it. And one of the things was my mom always told me, she goes, I cut a picture of a Bentley, or I don't know, remember what kind of car it was, and she didn't end up getting a Bentley, but she got a vehicle. And then she realized, she goes, you know, that was a gift. She goes, that was a gift from, you know, a higher power in a sense, because it wasn't necessarily the exact vehicle she wanted, but it was close to it.
Yeah.
So
I like it. And that's really, it's all about, you know, one of the things that we talk about on my show here is learning your gifts, learning what your desires are, and to have everything that you want through this journey of yours today, now. And like you said, it doesn't all happen right now, but if you start to put that out there, you're going to get it. You know, and somebody also told me is, you know, you need to really visualize yourself already doing it, already, you know, driving that car, already living in that house. And then,
I've heard that too.
Yeah, and not, I'm going to get it. You've already got it. You've mm-hmm. already received it. So I think, you know, great advice. And so, you know, I admire you that you've worked really hard to get your dreams.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I think it's out there for anyone who's willing to work hard for it. That's what's so great about our situation right now. Mm-hmm. You've got the good attitude and you got a chance.
And now, Jenna, you have a book. It's called Barn Heart, correct?
That's correct.
And
yep,
is that the only book? Or
no, she's actually got another one, Made from Scratch. Now, what was Made from Scratch? Obviously on the same line, right?
Yep, Made from Scratch was about me just getting started in this process and about how I moved out west and fell in love with homesteading skills and wanted to be more self-reliant and have my own farm. But back then it was just a dream. I was just learning how to cook and sew and can and raise chickens and bees. And the new book, Barn Heart, is about my trip from a renter, experimenting and learning her steps as a farmer to actually buying a farm and making her dream begin.
And now is, if I'm going to, Barn Heart, is that Barn and Heart?
Yep, Barn Heart is the disease I made up.
Okay.
A desire to have a farm that's so much that it stops you in your tracks and it's all you think about, then you have the dreamer's disease. You have Barn Heart.
I like it. And now, did you have a mentor?
I had some mentors along the way. Some mentors were sheep. Some mentors were people. Some mentors were me, you know, getting hurt or injured in the process. But I had a great teacher when I just started teach me how to raise chickens and get started with my beehive. And
Wow. That
was a huge help. Her name was Diana out in Idaho. But when I moved out here, I didn't have anyone like that. So I had to join clubs and get books and get on the Internet and just dive in.
I like it.
And where can people find your books?
That's exactly what I was going to ask.
Well, I beat you to it.
That's a great question. You can go to my website, barnheart.com, and order a signed copy mailed to you.
Okay.
If you're interested.
All right.
That's barnheart.com. And you can also get it at your local bookstores or Barnes & Noble and Amazon, but the signed ones are only at my blog.
You got it. All right. Well, thank you so much, Jenna, and happy holidays and continue your journey. And thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Thank you so much.
All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I know we have a giveaway, and we're going to take a quick break, so stay with us because we've got more to talk about. We're going to talk about talk with Dana Hilmer, surviving the holidays, and lifestyle mom, and she shares her top tips for surviving the holiday without a nervous breakdown. That would be a nice thing to get rid of, right?
Correct. Yeah. Any day.
There you go.
So the question is, before we go to break, the question is what is the first name of Scrooge?
Ooh.
And what you're going to win is a $26.95 free family deal.
Let's just say $27, okay? 5 cents less, right?
$26.95.
$26.95.
At the Boot restaurant in Simi Valley. So what is the first name of Scrooge?
Okay, and what we'll do is we're going to open up our lines. Matt is waiting. Our lines are opening up at 805-639-0008. Stay with us because we're going to have more journeys.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
Why not give someone you love the gift of music this holiday season? Music is a gift that will last a lifetime, and at the Lewis Music Academy, my family and I will personalize a gift certificate for you and your special someone. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, strings, woodwinds, and glass. We also have a fantastic rock band program and an awesome worship music workshop. Choose your instrument, pick your favorite song, bring your friends, and come rehearse your band as you prepare for an evening concert. And for your adorable mini music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 4. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone, and we do have a winner, and we had so many calls, so we've got lots to give away. So definitely keep your phone number, this phone number, with you, 805-639-0008. And, of course, we are on Facebook at Kim Pagano Show. We're on Twitter at Kim Pagano Show. We are on TuneIn Radio, Kim Pagano Show. And Nancy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
I'm good.
Well, thank you so much for listening today. Are you all done with your shopping?
Not quite.
Not quite.
That makes me feel so much better.
Well, Nancy, what did you get for me?
That's Giovanni talking right there. So, okay, so what answer, why don't you say the question again, Giovanni?
So, Nancy, what is the first name of Scrooge?
Ebenezer.
Very good. Congratulations. You just won a family food deal to the Boot Restaurant in Simi Valley.
All right. And thank you so much for listening to my show. And
I just wanted to tell you, I feel like it was kind of meant to be. I just turned on the radio while I was cleaning the kitchen this morning. I wanted to hear some holiday music, but I heard you guys talking, and everything you were talking about related to what I'm feeling and wanting to give back and wanting the farm and the horses, and I have the border collie and stuff.
Oh, I just got chills.
That was wow.
Well, thank you so much, and keep listening. And you know, I'd love to hear your journey. That's what this show is all about.
Well,
it's
I'm trying.
There you go.
Nancy, where are you calling from?
I'm sorry, what?
Where are you calling from?
Ventura.
Ventura.
All right. Well,
and, you know, I don't know. We could do this, but I would really like to donate the gift certificate to a family that could really use it and needs it.
Oh, that is so nice of you. Okay, well, you know what? We're going to get your information so that they know that it came from you. Mm-hmm. And what we'll do is we'll give it back to a place that we can give to.
Fantastic.
Oh, you are
that
so sweet.
Makes me feel good.
Aw, thank you so much. Well, and keep listening and share my show with everyone.
Okay, I will. Happy holidays to everybody.
You too. Thank you. That is so sweet.
That is a very nice gift to somebody this year.
There you go. And that's what it's all about.
I got chills. I couldn't believe it when she was talking. She was saying, I was listening just because what we were talking about kind of meant something to her. And that's what this time of the year is everybody should be pulling together, kind of giving something back. And, you know, that's kind of why I'm doing what I'm doing. I mean, I enjoy giving
back.
That's
why I show up here every single morning just to be, you know, a vehicle, a voice to, you know, talk to so we can all connect. Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about. Well, I know we have our next guest on, and we have Dana Hilmer. And, hello? Hello?
Hi, it's Dana.
Hi, Dana. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. How are you doing?
Good. So we're going to be talking about surviving the holidays without having a nervous breakdown. I think a lot of us can relate to that.
It would be bad to be flat on the floor, wouldn't it? You want to enjoy the holidays.
Well, I was just saying that, you know, my husband and I, it was our anniversary last night, and, you know, it's like in the middle of the holiday, even though, can you imagine, I was planning a wedding in the middle of all this, too.
What were you thinking?
I think I wasn't thinking, you know, but it's been incredible years to stop and enjoy, so.
Absolutely, and it's so great. First of all, congratulations to you, but it's also so great to just kind of hear that, to remind yourself to focus on that, because I think sometimes we're running around trying to make everybody else happy. And the reality is it all comes down to spending time together, doesn't it? So you don't want to be so exhausted that you can't enjoy that.
Definitely. And you really need to think about that, of just saying, have I gotten in touch with all my family that I wanted to be here, all that stuff. So give us some easy ways to prepare our home for company.
So you know, you bring out a really great question, because there's so much to do. And on behalf of some companies that I'm working with, I'd love to share some ideas. And you know, I think a lot of people at this time of year, of course, you know, everybody's shopping. But a lot of people are traveling. A lot of people need to ship their gifts. And one thing I like to tell people to really think about is to ship their items in advance, especially if they're traveling, by using a service like FedEx. So, for example, like when you're traveling and you're at the airport, you know, gone are the days where you can just slide right in with your bags. You know, you have to pay hefty baggage fees. Also, if you're bringing wrapped gifts, they will actually unwrap them. So you don't want to do that.
I fell into that category. We bought a snowman. Yeah, I bought a snowman for somebody.
Did it melt?
Like one of those. No, it was a real snowman.
Oh, okay.
But it was one of those light-up snowmen, and we wrapped it up. And it's going to go through the scanner, you know. They should know what it is.
That they can scan through it.
Yeah, but no, we went through, and they pulled me to the side, and they had to rip open the gift. They opened the box. They took everything.
You're going, do you know how long it took me to wrap that? You know what, I did hear that about FedEx, and I also heard that you can actually make some really incredible calendars with them, too.
So, you know, what you want to do is, of course, send things in advance so you're saving yourself some money and an awful lot of hassle. You don't want to go through that, so obviously you can speak firsthand to that. And, of course, you know, there are so many different locations around the country, so whether you want to drop off or you want to have some packing assistance, there's, you know, a huge number of locations that you can go and actually have them help you. And you have time. You know, obviously it's last minute, but at this point with FedEx, you've got plenty of time. Next Thursday for FedEx Express, you can even go overnight on Friday.
Okay.
For those of you that are entertaining, you know, that brings a whole other stress level, doesn't it? Because you've got the cleaning and the cooking and the baking and all that. So I'm a huge proponent of cutting some corners.
I like cutting corners.
You need to, right?
Yeah.
Nobody cares. They just want to enjoy, you know, spending time together and enjoy good food. Marie Callender's dessert pies are delicious. They are homemade tasting, great ingredients, and they're right in your freezer section. So why spend all that time baking when you can just grab it at your grocery store? They've got 19 different flavors. I tried this amazing razzleberry. It's a raspberry-blackberry combination. It's just delicious. But the fruit pies, you just put in the oven and bake.
Yep.
And the cream pies, you just de-thaw, and everybody enjoys it, whether it's a special occasion or every day, and you don't have to spend all that time.
Okay.
So wherever you can, cut some corners.
There you go. Okay, so you've got tips from all these different places, huh?
I do. I have a couple more tips that I'd love to share. Shopping. If you are a last-minute shopper, or if you're a shopper all year, there's a great way that you can get rewards yourself, and it's free. It's a app called ShopKick. And you can use it on your iPhone or your Android.
Wait, what is it?
It's called ShopKick.
ShopKick?
ShopKick, yep.
SoftKick.
Shop. Like shopping? ShopKick. And it's a free app.
ShopKick, I
think. Okay. Yes.
Yes.
Hard to hear. Okay.
It's hard to hear, so I'm trying to say ShopKick.
Okay.
And so when you're shopping, you basically get rewards by going to the stores you're going to go to anyway.
Hmm.
So if you're going to go to a lot of the big retailers like Macy's or Best Buy or Toys R Us or wherever it is you go, you get points or what they call kicks just for walking in the door. And you can also accumulate other kicks for doing other things like scanning barcodes and paying with Visa. But the point is that you're going to do this anyway. So why not get some points for yourself and redeem and get rewards yourself? And you can get music downloads or gift cards or any number of things for yourself while you're shopping. So.
Right. You know, I want to add to that because seriously, you know what? A lot of us are all gathering points for all our cards that we use, but then we never use them. You know, I mean, I use them for traveling. I do that, and for hotels. But there's a lot of things that you can get from, like, American Express that you can, you know, use and get, you know, Starbucks cards for people and stuff like that.
And, you know, one of my Christmas deals that I got was over at Kohl's. We went to Kohl's, and we did a whole bunch of shopping there. And I think it was if you spent over $50, you got $10 back, but you had to use it the next week.
Right.
So we spent a little over $100, so we got $20 back. We went back in a week later. We spent another, I think, $50, but took $20 off. And then because we spent over $50 again, we got another $5 for another week.
They just keep inviting you back. Giovanna, they got your number.
I spent all kinds of money over at Kohl's.
Gosh, all right. I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I've got Giovanni and Emily here from Day in Simi Valley and SimiValleyNightOut.com. We got Matt on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. We're talking to Dana Hilmer, and we're surviving the holidays without a nervous breakdown. You know, I'm serious. It's funny because I think, oh, okay, are you done with all your shopping?
I am not. No, I have more shopping to do this weekend.
What kind of presents have you bought? Let's just hear that.
You know, that's a good question. I have three boys. So, you know, they all have kind of their top item that they've all asked for.
What was their top item? I want to hear. How old are they?
Okay, they're 11, 9, 7. So, 11-year-old is loving archery, so he wanted a bow more than anything, and so we got him a bow.
Okay. Ooh, I hope they're not listening, are they?
Sorry, no, they're not. No,
okay.
This is a secret.
Yeah.
And my 9-year-old wants boomerangs and a remote control airplane, and my 7-year-old is my little artist, and it was beautiful, the whole Christmas gift list was nothing but art. And he told me the other day, Mom, if I don't draw a picture in a day, I think I'm going to die.
Oh.
I live to draw art. I'm like, that is the greatest thing. So I'm not artistic, so I'm trying to figure out how to give him art things to make him.
You need to get him an easel. Get him an easel that he could put in his room so he could just.
I actually got him, one of these kind of, not an easel, what's it called? A drafting table.
Oh.
So that was his big gift. But what I need to finish are some of those last minute items. And if you don't mind me sharing one other idea with you, what I find is a lot of those last-minute gifts are those thank-you gifts or those office or teacher or bus driver gifts, you know, the ones that kind of add up, and I think sometimes we put pressure on ourselves to get a different gift for everybody under the sun, and we don't need to do that. We can actually get something that a lot of people like and just get a lot. Coffee, everybody loves, and 8 o'clock coffee has been a favorite for generations, and it's just one of those gifts that it's coffee in a bag, it's gourmet tasting, it's inexpensive, and you can just knock a lot of people off your list that way. So just a good kind of last-minute tip. But, you know, one thing I think, and share with me if you agree, but I think a lot of women put pressure on themselves to just make everybody happy, right? And
yeah, that's what I was just saying is my husband said, honey, are you done yet?
Right.
You know?
Right. And I think you just need to have the holiday be on your terms a little bit and try to let go of everybody else's expectations because it gets really intense if you don't do that.
And another great way to kind of, I've already been to two holiday mixers for different business and groups that I'm going through. I'm going to two holiday parties this Saturday.
Wow.
And every single one of them are a...
gift exchange?
No, it's bring your food. Bring your own... what's it called?
Potluck.
Potluck, yeah.
Yes.
So, I mean, and that's another way to kind of get around having to cook for a lot of people. Say to your whole family, hey, you're going to bring the dessert. You're going to bring a pasta. You're going to bring this. You're going to bring that.
So, Giovanni, what are you bringing? Emily, what are you guys bringing? That's probably
the
really
store.
Cookies? Yeah, there you go. You know what? Brownies are good. I mean, there's so many good things, but you know, like what you were just saying is you can go buy a pie.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You know, and put it in your own little thing, right? And say, didn't I do a good job?
But if you're the one throwing the party.
I think kind of in the spirit of potluck, too, to delegate. Like, your kids can really do a lot. You know, I had them the other day assembling the Christmas cards, and sometimes you forget that these little people can be really helpful, so I think delegating is a great thing, too.
These little people, I like that. I know. Actually, my daughter, my younger daughter, I've got four children, and my younger daughter did all of our Christmas cards. I'm like, yes, that's off our list, you know.
Yeah,
so
fabulous.
Definitely. I definitely think that, you know, if we all join together, then it makes less work for all of us, so...
And it makes it fun for the whole family,
And it does. Everybody feels important.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what's really important is everybody feels like they have a part in it. So, well, thank you so much, Dana. And, you know, is there one last thing that you would recommend to us that could make our lives a little bit easier?
Well, I think if you keep the focus on creating the tradition under your terms, I think, you know, instead of focusing on what your mom did or what your mother-in-law wants or what your kids want, I think sometimes it's really focusing on how you're going to create the tradition on your terms so that, you know, it's all about being together. And if you're running around so much that you can't enjoy that time and you can't take the time to be with the kids or you're so exhausted at Christmas that you're bleary-eyed, that's all they're going to remember. They want to remember spending the nice time with you, and that's ultimately what you're going to enjoy. So I think cut corners wherever you can and focus on it being your tradition and your way, not everybody else's way. And I think that gets rid of a lot of stress.
Ooh, I really like that.
I do, too.
Yeah, I really do. It's being in the moment, being there why we were supposed to be there.
Yeah.
You know, and enjoying our family, and that's foremost. So
absolutely.
Thank you so much, Dana.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too.
Thank you so much. All right. Well, for anybody that is just joining us right now, I hope that we're kind of conquering some of those things that we are, you know, feeling right now, overwhelming, you know, maybe, I don't know, just feeling like, you know, we're going to a Hanukkah party on Sunday, $10 gift exchange, right? And, you know, it's just that, what do you bring?
Well, you know, I'm actually, one of my parties that I'm going to this Saturday is, it's put on by, it's a husband and wife, but the husband is Jewish and the wife is Catholic.
Right.
So, I mean, they both celebrate both. So they have a Christmas tree, but they have the menorah and they have all that stuff. And, you know, and I think nowadays everybody kind of has the idea of, all right, well, you know, it's the holidays. It's not necessarily, you know, maybe back in the 50s where people really didn't know. And I think more people are kind of like open to, all right, it doesn't really matter what religion you are, as long as everybody's getting together and kind of doing their thing and sharing the holidays together. I think that's the most important thing. So, you know, I still get them one gift and not eight, but,
right.
You know, I celebrate Christmas. But, you know, for somebody who's Jewish, I mean, they still understand, hey, one gift kind of thing.
And, oh, yeah. No, that's not what I'm talking about. It's funny. So do you just go get a $10 Starbucks or a $10, you know, gift card, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to have something different. I have to, like, to open up something like, oh, my God, you put so much thought into this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot of work. My husband's like, just get a darn gift card. Who cares, right? You know.
Yeah, I hate gift cards.
See, I do.
I don't like gift cards. I don't want to get anybody gift cards.
Because you think they're impersonal, right?
Correct.
I knew you
and
would.
That's what it is.
That's what I
want
think
to be
too.
That little bit like, oh, wow,
well,
that was a great gift.
Giovanni, I'd like to give away another gift.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't want to give anything else away.
Sure.
I'm just kidding.
All right. All so right. First of all, I want to give out our phone number so everybody could be ready. 805-639-0008. And we're going to open up our phone lines right now. And what is our question?
Okay, well, this is going to be for a $25 gift card at Season Ticket in Simi Valley, located at Yosemite and Los Angeles Avenue. And the question, it's actually, we were having a little bit of a debate here in the studio when we were coming up with it. It is, how many ghosts are there in A Christmas Carol?
Ooh.
How many ghosts are there?
But there's only one right answer, right?
There is only one right answer.
Okay.
So how many ghosts are there in A Christmas Carol? And the number here is 805-639-0008. And whoever comes up with the first right answer wins a $25 gift card to Season Ticket in Simi Valley.
That's right. And also, if you aren't the right answer, or you don't know it, just by calling, you get into a drawing. And then what I'm going to do is pick a name a month, and you will still be getting something. Yeah. So it's just that easy. Just give us a call here at Kim Pagano Show. Also, say the question one more time.
How many ghosts are there in A Christmas Carol?
Okay.
The movie Christmas Carol, I know it was a book, and there's many different versions of it, but I think they're all the same.
Yes.
I think they're all the same.
I think there is. So. All right, and I know that we actually have our next guest on the line, and let's see, is it Chris? Are you there? Is it Junkie?
Yes. Good morning. It's Chris Junkie.
Junkie. Okay. Welcome. How are you?
I am well. Thank you. How are you today?
Very good. We've got some really great guests and great stories, and we're all trying to survive the holiday. And you're actually going to be talking about surviving the holiday office party. That's another big one, right? Make a splash, not a scene.
Yes. How can you survive the holiday office party? I mean, you can be memorable, but you don't have to make a scene.
Yeah, you don't want to be the one that everybody goes back and goes, oh, my God, did you see him or her, right?
That's right.
All right.
So we can talk about, you know, what to wear, what not to wear, what to say, what not to say.
Okay. And so you are actually the author of The Well-Spoken Woman, right?
Yes, The Well-Spoken Woman. It's a how-to book, a guide for anyone who would like to improve their public speaking skills, whether you're talking at work or raising funds for a cause or a charity. It'll help you be a better presenter.
Yeah, I really like your book, too. I've had you on before, and
yes.
Definitely. Thank you so much for coming back.
I was just about to say, haven't I spoke to you before?
Yes, I think you had, Giovanni. See, there you go. So you're a speech coach, and tell us a little bit about yourself so everybody can remember who you were and who you are.
Absolutely. Well, I'm a speech coach and media trainer, and I'm based way on the other side of the country in Washington, D.C.
But now with computers and phones, it's all easy, right?
Yep. Sounds like we're right across the desk from each other. And I work with a lot of women. I help them prepare for presentations.
Like it. Okay, so what are some of the do's and some of the don'ts? Let's start with some of the do's that when you walk in and you're meeting your husband's boss or your wife's boss or just other people, you know, in your industry, what's the best way to, you know, prepare yourself?
There are any number of things that you can do to take the stress out of these types of events. I mean, there's so many things that we have to get done at this time of the year. We're running here, running there. But number one, recognize that first impression you're going to make comes from your appearance, how you look and what you have on. So it's really important to think about what you're going to wear to these events. And so the first step is to follow the dress code. I received an invitation in the mail a couple of weeks ago, and it said creative cocktail. Now, I had no idea what that meant. So I asked the woman who was hosting the event, and she gave me some suggestions. So step number one is how formal is the event, and then you can make some decisions about what you want to wear and what will be appropriate.
Now, what about the person that wears the same dress to every holiday or the same? I mean, you know, guys can kind of get away with that, but can women?
Well, if you have a classic little black dress,
right,
you think you can get away with it. And there are some fun things that you can do to update for this holiday season. One of the things that I've noticed that's a little bit of a trend is you can buy an interesting piece of jewelry.
Right.
Now, you don't want to do bling from head to toe. That would be overkill.
Settle, right?
Yeah, but maybe, you know, one piece of costume jewelry. Maybe there's a, you know, a necklace that you've been eyeing or an interesting bracelet. And so that can even be a conversational piece as well.
That's a great idea. Now, also, another thing that you can do is a nice scarf.
Or a belt. Good job, Giovanni.
Oh, I love that. I love the idea of adding a little bit of a shine with maybe a patent leather skinny belt. That would be cute. Mm-hmm. Or a little bit of glitter, maybe a scarf or a shrug that has some metallic in it, you know, a gold or a silver. That would be fun and not overboard. You just want to avoid the, you know, sequins from head to toe.
And even going off of this idea of, say it's just a black dress, you know, this is coming from a guy, but, you know, if you change something
don't
up,
don't wear,
you know,
a black dress, Giovanni.
I'm not going to wear a black dress, but, you know, I mean, you could change it up even just with your hairstyle and the, you know, like you said, the things you wear, just kind of, you know, spruce it up a little bit, a few different additions to the dress, or maybe take something away from the dress that you previously had.
That's right.
Well, we're all on a budget, right? So you don't want to feel like you have to invest in the dress, which would be, you know, of significant cost. I love the idea. Maybe you treat yourself to an updo for the evening.
Now,
or, again, a simple accessory and so that you can budget your money wisely.
Now, Christine, would I tell me if this is something that you would suggest to other people, because what I do is I go to a lot of parties, a lot of business functions, and what I do is I try to dress a little bit higher than I'm supposed to, just because if I'm overdressed, I can always use the excuse, oh, I just came from work, or I just came from here, or I just came from here, but you never are underdressed, so you don't feel kind of, you know...
That's a great point,
Giovanni.
You know,
that's kind of what I do.
Right. You'd rather look nicer than...
Correct.
You know, I just ran in from with my sweats on.
Right? I just got done working out.
Yeah, exactly. And you kind of wonder why everybody's standing a little away from you, right?
Well, and I think that's great because you can always, you know, take off the jacket if others aren't wearing suits. You can always roll up your sleeves. So it's easy at the last minute to dress down, whereas it is impossible to try to dress up at the last minute.
Right. And, you know, and I come from, you know, I'm a hair therapist. So look good, feel good, do good. When you feel your best, God, it's amazing how much you can really just surround yourself by your party. The party's around you. That's how it feels, you know. When you walk in and you don't feel right and you don't feel like you look good, it's that feeling of, okay, this isn't, you know. So, okay.
Well, I think that's right. And for women, you know, so to be careful because, you know, we can become victims to a fad. So stay away from anything that feels a little too short, a little too tight, you know, even a little low cut, because then you're going to be self-conscious all evening, and you're not going to look as confident. So I always suggest take the outfit for a test drive and make sure that it feels good, because I absolutely agree with you, Kim. When you feel good, you're going to do good.
That's right.
Now, Christine, I hate to cut you off. I just want to let all our listeners know that we still have not got a right answer for
our question. That's right. I know
question.
It's not really that hard.
It's not that hard.
Let's just say it's between 1 and 7.
Yes,
how about
between
that?
1
okay.
and 7. And the question again was, how many ghosts are there in A Christmas Carol? And if you answer it right, you'll get a $25 gift certificate to the season ticket in Simi Valley. So
yeah, it's a great place to go party.
Now back to Christine. I'm so sorry.
Okay, no, I'm glad you said that. And our phone number here.
It's 805-639-0008. It's 805-639-0008. And Christine, I was actually looking at a little bit of a blurb here, and I think this is a great idea here. It says, keep it short and sweet. It's hard to mess up in 20 seconds. And if you run over 90 seconds, you're taking too long. Explain that a little bit. I think that's a great advice for if you're meeting somebody's, you know, like say your spouse's boss.
Are you
or
trying
something.
To say I talk too much?
Not at all.
Oh, okay, good.
Well, as a speech coach, I'm always trying to help people find ways where they can do public speaking where there's less stress and there's less judgment. So one of my thoughts for the holiday season was to think about giving a toast.
Really?
Yeah, it's an easy way to recognize perhaps a coworker who's done a terrific job or maybe a team that has stood out. And people will appreciate, particularly at this time of year, being recognized. So the way to give a sparkling toast in my four, you know, the four T's to a sparkling toast are number one, and this is really most important, whatever you say must be true.
Okay, yeah. You don't want to say something and they're like, oh, my God, everybody's looking at you going, you know. You know, I do want to interrupt you for 1 second, Chris, because I think we actually have a winner. Of course,
oh,
now
exciting.
Our phones are going crazy again. But let's, Dina, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you so much for listening to my show, Kim Pagano Show.
So, I love your show.
Thank you.
So, Dina, for the winner of a $25 gift certificate to Season Ticket in Simi Valley, how many ghosts are there in A Christmas Carol?
My guess is 4.
Correct.
And do you know them?
Yes. Do you know?
I know 3.
Okay. That's what we see. We had a little controversy about this, and I bet you everybody else that's been calling is going, okay, darn it, I thought that was what it was.
Well, the 3 are the past, present, and future.
Right.
Or Christmas yet to come, in a sense. And but the first one was Marley, which is Scrooge's late partner.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Where are you calling from, Dina?
I am calling from Ventura.
Oh,
Ventura.
Great. Well, thank you so much. And you know what? Stay on the line, and Matt will get all your information so we can get that out to you.
Thank you, Kim. Have a great day.
Thank you. And I want to ask you, are you done with all your shopping?
Almost.
Oh, what's your best present out there?
I think it's a surfboard for my husband.
Oh, and he's. I hope he's not listening.
No, he should have. He better be at work.
Okay, there you go. You got it. Well, enjoy and keep listening, and thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye. All right, so that's how it is. I know we have one more giveaway, right?
We do. We still have Christine on.
I know, Chris. Chris is going, wait, I'm going to call in. All right, this is our time to give back, so we call it our Fun Friday. In fact, I just got somebody texted me and said Fashion Friday. I like it.
Fashion Friday. Well, that's
so
what we're talking about, kind of.
It
right
is,
now,
exactly.
You know?
So, but I know, should we, because we only have a couple minutes left, do you want to give out our last gift really quick? Chris, can you stay on the line with us?
Sure.
Okay, great.
Okay, so the last one's going to be a $25 gift certificate to Beau Bébé's LA. And Beau Bébé's LA is a one-stop resource to create the nursery of your dreams for your precious little one.
Oh, great gifts for
the
holiday.
Certified organic cotton clothing, toys, mattresses, crib essential assembles. For environmental friendly customers. So if you're looking for something for your baby, go to dayandsimivalley.com. On the top right hand corner, you're going to see an ad for Beau Bébé's LA. It's a little baby logo. It's very, very cute. And just click on that and you get all the information. But our question is going to be, which popular holiday drink was an American discovery? Which popular holiday drink was an American discovery? And first caller with the right answer will win this $25 gift certificate.
You know what? We actually we had a winner on this before.
Did you?
Yes,
well,
we did. So okay.
Somebody who knows
okay,
the show
so,
and listens.
Yes, so
has
the
a
same
bit
winner can't call again, but it's such a popular drink right now.
Correct.
And we'll open up our lines again at 805-639-0008. All right. So, Chris, what is the last thing that you would tell us that would be, we never really talked about the don'ts.
Well, in terms of the don'ts, there's one that I think is most important. And everybody's heard this before, but I tell you, so many people make this mistake. Go easy on the eggnog. You're talking about holiday drinks. But you don't want to be the person at the holiday office party who has one too many.
Oh, this is so true. Because you're going to say stuff you don't mean, and you're not going to be the hit of the party. That doesn't make you the hit of the party, right?
Well, that's right. Your speech could be slurred, and that's not going to sound good. And as you're saying, yeah, if you are much more likely to say something inappropriate that you're going to regret later.
There you go. I like it. And actually, you just gave a little hint away.
Yeah, just a little bit.
A little bit. Was that intended?
Well, I don't know the answer.
Okay. So,
I'm surprised you still don't have a list.
So give the question one more time.
Which
now that the
popular holiday drink was an American discovery?
Okay.
805-639-0008. We still do not have a winner. Everybody's getting this wrong.
I know.
I can't believe it.
I know. There you go. All right. And so, Chris, what is your book that everybody can, you know, definitely share and might make a really great present for somebody?
Oh, it's The Well-Spoken Woman, Your Guide to Looking and Sounding Your Best. So, yes, definitely. You can pick up a copy for yourself or that or for that special woman.
Hey, wait, what are you laughing at?
You asked her what kind of present would be great for somebody, and she said her book.
I said it would already be good.
That would be
good.
I just love it. It's a way to promote it.
That's right. That's right.
No, it's perfect for your sister, a colleague, your mom, your best friend. What woman doesn't want to improve her speaking skills and look and sound good when she's in front of audiences?
That's right, exactly.
I think we'll have to get one for Emily for Christmas.
Yeah, because she hasn't spoken at all, right?
Yes, I have.
There we go. There we got her on. No pressure or anything, right? So, all right. And that's great. Could you leave us with one holiday survival thing? If you get caught in the middle of something and you don't know exactly what to say, what would be your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's easy to sort of fall into the trap and be kind of lazy at the holiday office party talking shop. But, boy, is that not fun, particularly if you have an invited guest, you know, your plus one, your date for the evening. So why not in advance think about some things that would be fun to discuss, a little bit more lighthearted, a little bit more fun. Maybe you've seen a great holiday movie or talking about, you know, what your plans for the holiday season. Yeah, so don't be boring. Don't talk shop. Try to liven it up a little bit.
Right. And you know what? I always find compliments really help people feel good.
Absolutely. And again, a great icebreaker. Someone may be wearing something that's really, you know, beautiful. So absolutely.
Right.
Do something nice to them. Help them feel good.
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us here again. And maybe you can actually put some of those tips on my Facebook.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
You got it. You have a great holiday.
You too.
All right. Thanks so much. All right.
Well, Kim, you mentioned that it was your
anniversary.
How many years?
20. And we've been together for, I know. Yeah. And now, you know, it's funny. I tried to call my husband on air yesterday to wish him, and he didn't answer. And then he called me on air, and we were saying, and I thought he really didn't hear it, but he had already planned that he was going to call me. So we really are.
Great minds think alike.
That's exactly what he said.
So it's the secret for 20 years.
That's right. And this was our song, Matt. Way to go.
What's the secret for 20 years?
Just, you know, let the little things go off your back. Not, you know, and laugh and communicate. And we just really have. Well, he's one of my best friends. He is my best friend. So, yeah, you got to have the same, same things, same goals, same, you know, same work way you're going towards the world, right? Well, with that, give out everybody your phone number really quick. I know we're at the end of our show, and I thank you for bringing all these great gifts and all of our sponsors.
No problem at all. If anybody is looking for anything to do in Simi Valley or around Simi Valley, please go to dateinsimivalley.com. Or if you're looking for something at nighttime, it's simivalleynightout.com. If anybody has any questions or would like any information about Simi Valley, please reach me at 818-399-7302.
Okay, and of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. Be not afraid of going slowly. Be only afraid of standing still. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Have a really great day, and I'll talk to you later. There's a pounding in my head.
The following is a paid program. Gold Coast Broadcasting is not responsible for its content.
AM 1400. KK's.